This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thursday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Daniel Jeremiah, former NFL scout. He works for the NFL Network. He's got his final mock draft. This is basically... your guess is as good as mine. You have a lot of these guys who this is what they do. They're like, I'm not sure. Good idea who's going number one. Bryce Young is a overwhelming favorite to go number one overall. This according to DraftKings. The odds to be drafted number two overall, according to DraftKings. Anybody want to take a guess? And not an overwhelming favorite to be number two. I would be surprised if this happens. Let's put it that way. Odds to be the number two pick overall. Seton O'Connor, I'll go with you.
Anthony Richardson.
Anthony Richardson. No. Marv.
Will Levis.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Bloop.
Yeah. Will Levis is the odds on favor to be the number two pick. How about the odds to be the number three pick overall? Marvin, I'll start with you.
Will Anderson.
No. Will Anderson is the second favorite to be drafted third, if that makes sense. Seton?
C.J. Stroud.
Bloop, bloop.
Yes!
Look at you.
Yes!
Will Levis, number two, to, we assume, the Houston Texans. And then C.J. Stroud. I'm guessing somebody's trading into that three spot with Arizona. But a couple other names... Tyree Wilson, he's a late mover coming up. Will Anderson seems to have cooled off a little bit. Paris Johnson, the left tackle for Ohio State, that's a guy to keep an eye on. If Arizona can't trade out of three, I think they take Paris Johnson, the offensive lineman. And then you start to look, you know, the Jets for me with Aaron Rodgers, if you're not using that first-round pick on an offensive lineman, I would be surprised. Now, unless you said, hey, you know what? We took Bijan Robinson. Okay. I mean, he's going to help. He's insurance for Breece Hall. He's coming off the knee surgery. But Bijan Robinson, maybe it's going to be an offensive lineman. You got a couple of tight ends that are going to be drafted, a couple of wide receivers, probably five quarterbacks taken in the first round. We say good morning to our streaming partner, Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. And our radio affiliates around the country. Poll question from hour one, and does it spill over to hour two, Seton O'Connor?
I think it might spill over to hour two a little bit, just for a little while, because I got it up a little late.
All right.
But who had a better day yesterday? Knicks fans, Jets fans, Heat fans, other fans. Mm-hmm. Right now, Heat fans, I wouldn't say running away with it. They've got 40% of the vote. Knicks fans, 33% of the vote.
Oh, I thought the Jets had
it's 22% of a good day.
I think they had a good day when the trade was completed. maybe not just a press conference there with Aaron Rodgers. So I get that.
Do you think the lead up to that day, that good day finally happening, dampened it a little bit? I mean, it took a long time to get that deal done.
Yeah. And there was a lot of speculation, like, well, what happens? What's plan B if you don't get Aaron Rodgers? You know, are you going to go after Lamar Jackson? Are the Niners going to go after Aaron Rodgers? It felt like there was the point of no return for the Packers with Aaron Rodgers. But, yeah, I could see that where it's a press conference. But just the hope that you have. And today is a day of hope. The draft is a day of hope. Possibilities. Who could we take? How's that going to change us? Everybody feels like, man, it's a rebirth. Now we're starting. And if you're a bad team, today's your day. Because you're up top. You're up there. There's a reason why you're up there. You're bad. Now, how quickly can we get good? Can we get an offensive lineman to help us with Kyler Murray if you're Arizona? What do the Colts do? You know, they've tried the retread. Now you want to get your own quarterback. You're going to take Will Levis, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson. What's Seattle going to do? They're going to go defense. They're going to go in on Jalen Carter. So there's a lot of moving parts here, and that's what makes this draft fun. I don't know if there's great players in here, but it feels like uncertainty. And that it's rare when you go into a draft where you go, I don't know what's going to happen with the second pick. I'm assuming I know what's going to happen with the first pick, the second pick, and then on. It just feels like there could be one team that gets squirrely, and that changes the first round. But Arizona, that's interesting. You need a lot. Okay, we got a left tackle. That's great. Do you want to take him? Do you want to try to move down? The Texans, they need a lot. Do you want to get your quarterback? Do you believe that's your quarterback? Or, as I've suggested, if you know you're not going to be that good this upcoming season, wait till next year's class, because those three quarterbacks that'll come out are higher rated than these quarterbacks this year. You don't need to take a quarterback this year just because you need a quarterback. You need a lot of other things. And if you see that guy who's going to be great, you know he's going to be great, then take him. And then next year, maybe you go all in on a quarterback. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Mrs. Davis is the world's most powerful artificial intelligence. Simone is the nun devoted to destroying her. From the co-executive producer of The Big Bang Theory, you can watch Mrs. Davis, a new original series streaming now only on Peacock. Spent a little bit of time in the first hour talking about the Heat, Jimmy Butler, Giannis's answer to a question about was this a failure? The Knicks advance beating the Cavaliers. It's the Heat and the Knicks in the next round. Grizzlies beat the Lakers. Here's LeBron James after the loss.
Haven't put together two performances together, but you know we still have put three team efforts together to be up 3-2. And that's what's most important. It's not about, you know, what AD and myself are doing. It's about how we can win basketball games. And tonight I was and I'll be better in game six.
Yeah, they didn't look good as a team. And they would have stretches where they looked old. Now, they do have that. There's moments where you go, oh, my God, they're the team to beat out West. Last night you didn't get that feeling. And now the Lakers are probably less than a 5-point favorite going back to game six. But watching, you know, Desmond Bane was wonderful. He's one of the better shooters in the league, 33 points, 10 rebounds. Ja had 31 and 10. And, you know, getting 20 rebounds from your guards is invaluable. Bane and Morant are the first teammates to put up 30-10 performances in the same playoff game since Giannis and Chris Middleton did this back in the 2021 Eastern Conference Finals.
Stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Warriors up 3-2 on the Kings. You love him or you love to hate him. Draymond played great basketball last night. So did Steph Curry. And they're up 3-2 now on the Sacramento Kings. It's the Celtics and the Hawks, the game nobody wanted to see. It's here, game six coming up tonight.
If that game were going on in your backyard and the NFL draft were on your TV.
My backyard.
You don't get to play.
Oh.
But you have to watch or watch the draft.
In my backyard.
Okay, so if they were playing out in our man cave.
Right, or we had to stay in here watching the draft.
And we were in here watching the draft.
And there's beer.
Now, can I sneak a peek? Can I, like, look through over Fritzy's shoulder?
No.
And I could see. Okay.
You got to pick one.
I think I'm going to take the draft. Take the draft. Buddha in San Francisco. Buddha, good to have you back. What do you have for me today?
Thanks, Dan. First of all, Emmy Schmemmy, Dan, and the Danettes and boys all around. You guys will never be failures in our books. Let's just move on, okay?
All right.
Dan, I got a quick comment and a stat of the day, if I may.
Okay.
Dan, Tony Brothers last night, I think he should be given a nod. I think, you know, you talk about it a lot sometimes about refs getting in the way. He could have thrown out De'Aaron Fox in the third quarter, Dan, and he could have teched Draymond up in the fourth quarter. And you know what he did? He swallowed not only his whistle, but his ego. And I thought that was really cool. So, okay. Marvin, give me the OG stat of the day music. DP, Dub Nation experienced Christopher Early last night with Draymond going for 21. The first time he's hit 20 points since 2019 on Christmas Day. Wow.
Thank you, Buddha. I'll never argue with Draymond and how he plays when he plays basketball. It's just the other stuff. He doesn't need it. Golden State doesn't need it. And it goes back to last year with the NBA Finals. The first couple of games, he was terrible. He kept trying to get tangled up with Jason Tatum and just play. I mean, he's obviously not as good as he once was. But when he is good, he's so valuable. And he'll do something in the span of 15 seconds where he'll make four really good plays. He might hit a shot, come back, get a block or a steal, make a nice, crisp bounce pass for a basket in the span of 15 seconds. That's what he's capable of doing. And there are very few players who are capable of doing that. I'm going to hit a shot, come back, get a steal, and then make a nice play at the other end. That's Draymond Green.
So annoying.
I know. Seton's like, oh!
There's few things worse than him like coming back from suspension and playing well. Like, oh, crap!
I loved it.
Yeah, there was a stretch last night. Yeah, like he came down, hit a three, blocked a shot, stole the ball, passed it up for a layup, like fast break. He made like five plays in 7 seconds, yeah. And it was so annoying.
Dan in New York joins us. Hi, Dan. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going?
Great, Dan.
6'2", let's call it 250.
All right.
So I have a question for all of you. My buddy is singing the national anthem at Game 6. Warriors Kings.
Okay.
And he does not know what to wear. Do you go button down? Do you go team paraphernalia?
Well, is he a big fan of the Warriors?
No.
Oh, well, you know what? If they'll give him a Warriors jacket, one of those Letterman jacket, then I would do that. Don't have anything that you're going to call attention to that they can make fun of. If you're going to wear it, embrace the team and maybe have one of those Letterman jackets on. I think you'd be fine with that. But I wouldn't overthink it, because then you'll overdress and then people will be like, dude, what are you wearing? Because you want them to listen to you, not necessarily watch you. And if that would be how I would lead with it. What's he thinking of doing, Dan?
He's thinking of doing just a black button down. Maybe jeans.
That's fine. I mean, business casual, that's fine. Your goal when you sing the anthem is, unless you do something truly spectacular, is you want to get in and get out. Because you don't want them to go, ee, like, what are you doing? Or, that didn't sound good. Like, Carl Lewis looked like $1 million when he was out there to sing the anthem. He sang like $5.
That's not very nice.
It's not, but it's true.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You want to get out there and you want to play, and then you want to leave. And then we might remember you and we might not. How old is he, Dan?
He's 35.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks for the phone call. But that my advice would be don't draw attention, too much attention to what you're wearing. You'll draw attention by how you sing. It's like Chris Stapleton when he sang before the Super Bowl. Man, oh, man.
It's pretty good.
That was great. But because we were listening to his voice. Now, not many people have that voice.
He actually sang.
He sounded great. He sounded like that's one of those voices that you go, wow, that's not fair. There's certain voices where you say, that's not fair. I always go back to Sam Cooke, Marvin Gaye, and I go, that's not fair. Not fair. Chris Stapleton's in that group as well. Not fair. Adele. Yeah, Paul.
I like Stapleton songs because they're not cliche, if you know what I mean. Sometimes some of those songs can get repetitive with the topics and tone. He has his own style. He doesn't kowtow.
Yeah, well, it's country. You can sing about your truck. Isn't there a song about somebody's truck?
There's a song by a guy named David Allan Coe, I think, and he's got a few issues. But he's talked about how to write the best country song. You got to include mama in your truck and all this kind of stuff. I think it was David Allan Coe.
Okay. Yeah, somebody wrote a truck, and I think it's called A Song About a Truck or something like that. Yeah, more.
You can also sing about fried chicken and jeans fitting just right. What's that song? Cold Beer on a Friday Night?
Yeah, Zach Brown.
Yeah. So you can talk about anything, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
A pair of jeans that fit just right? I said, all right. Who can't relate to that?
As opposed to a pair of jeans that don't fit just right.
That's right.
Yeah. Chris in Iowa. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Morning, Dan. Hey, my son and I are driving down to Kansas City as we speak. And we are looking for any recommendations of what to do at the draft, what to hope for, anything, if you guys have been to a draft before.
Well, we've been to a few of them, but you're going to Kansas City. That's a little different. And this is outdoor. This is a like a festival type thing. Philly did a wonderful job with this. Do you guys have any advice on Chris and his son going to the draft, Paul?
There's fan bases collecting groups. I remember McLovin and I went to the Philadelphia draft, and different fan bases collect in different areas, like almost very social. They block them off because ESPN and NFL Network want to get shots of a fan base reacting. Mm-hmm. So pick the most interesting fan base and stand near them.
Who do you root for, Chris?
Oh, we're full Chiefs fans.
Oh, well then, yeah. You don't have to do anything. Just go in and walk around and soak it all up. Good luck there. Thanks for calling. Yeah, we've gone to other drafts, but we've been in drafts where it's inside. Now you got, outside, and it's almost like a concert or a festival. Yeah, Paul.
How different it was? It used to be at Radio City Music Hall, which was an antiquated facility. And in the wings at the draft on the stage, where there's a green room, and there's one bathroom on the other side. It's a onesie bathroom, so one person goes at a time. There was a line of media people for the bathroom, and I look behind me, and Barcavius Mingo from LSU is in line behind me in the bathroom. And I look at these guys, I'm like, do you think we should let him go?
Yeah.
And he starts going to the bathroom. He's like, yeah, we'll let him go. His phone starts ringing. He runs back to the green room so he can get over by his agent. But one bathroom.
Didn't the Cleveland Browns draft?
Yeah.
Barcavius Mingo.
Great name.
Yeah. I was there at the Marriott Marquis when there were no fans in there. It was just these team employees with their helmet phones and their.
Is that when they were all at like the tables, like card tables almost?
Yeah, wow. It wasn't exciting at all.
Wow.
No, it was like we weren't sure what's going on. You're not hearing things, you're in there.
That's great. You saw it go from that, like the most basic stripped down thing, to we're in Vegas and they're being delivered on boats to the stage.
Gondolas.
Like, yeah, gondolas. Gondolas. Like, what the hell? What has this become?
All right, let me take a break. We'll come back. Daniel Jeremiah with his final mock draft. And what kind of surprises does he have in store? We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. You may not realize this, but some of your habits could increase your risk of identity theft. The first habit you can break right now, and that's using something that is hard-to-guess password. Another one is leaving your financial personal information available so it's easy to access that instead of locking them up. I mean, these all sound simple, but you don't think of them in the moment. You have to understand how cybercrime and identity theft affect our lives every day. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name, crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. And no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick. So it's 1-800-LIFELOCK or go to LifeLock.com. Use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth, with NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
They say good things come to those who wait. The Mercedes-Benz SUV family proves otherwise. Takes no time at all to set up a test drive. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Learn more at MBUSA.com. By the way, go to DanPatrick.com. I got you covered for Mother's Day. The reaction so far has been incredible. And just like with Tailgate Moonshine, when the products run out, that's it. They're done. So you have until Saturday for these deals. You can save between 50 and 80% on four of these different gifts that I picked out myself that I'm going to give to my wife.
I just ate one of the brownies, by the way.
I know you did. I told you that's for display only.
That's, well, I just displayed how good it would be to eat one, and it's fantastic.
Speaking of which, segue, Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst, Chargers radio analyst, and Move the Sticks podcast co-host. He's got a tough job because he's in Kansas City. He's got his final mock draft, and he has no idea what's going to go on, and neither do we. And there haven't been too many drafts where we've gone in, Daniel, saying, I don't know what's going to happen. I assume we know what's happening at the top, right? Bryce Young's mm-hmm. going to Carolina.
I feel like we know that. That might be the only thing that we know, Dan, at this point in time. But, I mean, as an analyst for this thing, you root for two things. You root for quarterbacks and chaos. And I think we're going to be 2-for-2 in this one.
Okay, but there's no official report that Bryce Young is going to Carolina.
No.
Can you remember the last time where we didn't know the number one overall pick?
I go back to the Kyler Murray year. We were pretty certain, but it wasn't nailed down. And then when we were on set as the red carpet show was taking place. So you're just kind of getting mic'd up. You're just kind of milling around. And I look over at the monitor and I see Kyler Murray in a red and pink pinstripe suit. And I said, oh yeah, he's going. He's going. That's an Arizona Cardinals number one overall pick suit that he's wearing.
I still feel and felt that the draft starts at number two.
Yeah, that's where it is. I mean, if we assume, and I think it will happen, Bryce Young goes number one. Now, if we're 95% sure of the number one pick, we are 5% sure of the number two pick. No clue. I mean, it's normally, Dan, it's like, okay. And I think that, like, the Trey Lance, we had this conversation that year, day of the draft. And I said, look, there's enough coming late here that I believe Trey Lance is going to be the pick over Mac Jones for San Francisco. Like, that was kind of the last little riddle. And you felt maybe 80% confident. Like, nothing's got out of Houston. I mean, there's all this noise and all this uproar about, you know, will they or won't they with CJ Stroud, but no concrete information.
What do you think they should do?
I think they should take CJ Stroud. So to me, I think there's no way you can come out of these first two picks without your quarterback. I don't think their future quarterback's on their roster. And I don't buy into the theory of, well, you know what, next year there's great quarterbacks. Well, yeah, there's no guarantee you're going to be picking up here next year. You've got a chance to draft a guy who's better than anybody that you have, which I think CJ Stroud is.
Yeah.
So go ahead and take him. Now, Dan, there's only every couple of years where you're going to have a guy like Trevor Lawrence where you're going to sleep great at night knowing, okay, I feel this is a high likelihood this guy's going to be a stud. Those guys don't come around very often. You got to take a little bit of a leap here, but you got to go for it.
So you got drama at two, and then you throw in Arizona. You know, do they go with Paris Johnson? Do they get their, you know, left tackle, or do they trade out of that because somebody wants to trade up to get a quarterback? What do you think happens?
Well, there's so many holes there, and they've made it known. They're screaming from the mountaintops they would love to get out of there. So, you know, the challenge is I did it to have some fun in a mock draft, and I thought, okay, if Houston's really down to Will Anderson and C.J. Stroud, I can fudge it and then just make a trade and give them both. So I took that out of the mix. Arizona gets the trade down they covet. They go down to 12, and they could still get, you know, one of the top offensive linemen. But having said that, when you dig into it and look at draft day trades over the last few years, 5 or 6 years, Dan, there hasn't been a draft day trade to move up into like the top five. The last one was Trubisky, and that was one spot. Like, we haven't seen a team go from 10, 11, 12 and come all the way up to three. You got to go back to, I think it's 2014 when that happened. So the trades have been happening at 10. You saw Fields move up to take Fields at 10. We've seen other movement in that range. But as of late, you know, when you're going to make a jump into the top three, usually that takes place ahead of time.
Quarterback who could be a bust?
Well, I think you can flip a coin on Richardson and Levis. You know, I feel like there's dividing lines here. Bryce Young, to me, is the best one. There's a little bit of a gap. Then you get to Stroud. But I think, you know, I think both those guys are rock solid. Then I think you start, you know, it's a little bit of a wild card now. I have Richardson next for me because the upside is ridiculous. But the sample size scares the heck out of me. You know, it's a trail of tears when you look at the guys with that limited of a sample size. And then when you look at Will Levis, it's just, you know, it's a roller coaster ride when you pop on the tape. And, you know, I get a little bit nervous when you know, through the process, you go, yeah, but, you know, the injuries, but then the offensive line, the play, there's a lot of buts.
Yeah.
That makes me a little nervous.
Yeah, I got to see consistency. If you can't be consistent in college, you're not going to be consistent. And your accuracy doesn't change. It's usually who you are. And now we're saying, oh, you know, somebody's going to change Will Levis. They'll make him more accurate. It's rare, I think, when that happens. Maybe technique, maybe, you know, throwing motion, your footwork, but it feels like what you are in college, accuracy-wise, is what you'll be in the pros, if not worse.
Yeah, and people point to Josh Allen here because he made such a leap with accuracy.
Yeah.
But I go back, first of all, he's at Wyoming. This is apples and oranges comparing who he's with, who he's playing with there. The other thing is with Josh, I could pull out throws of him, you know, throwing with touch, like layered balls. He wasn't consistent, but I've seen him do it. It'd be like watching a golfer, and I've seen you can hit these shots. You're just not doing it consistently. With Levis, it's just everything is firm. There's not a lot of touch to his football. So that, to me, is more difficult to change.
We're talking to Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst. He'll be on the call, NFL Network, providing live coverage of the draft starting tonight at 8 Eastern. Now that you have Aaron Rodgers, what did the Jets do with their 15th overall pick?
I mean, the defense is in pretty good shape, and having Rodgers there, it just feels like this will be a Rodgers influence selection. So I just keep going back to that offensive line. And if Skoronski gets there from Northwestern, he's similar to Vera Tucker in that Vera Tucker is a guard but can play tackle. He played some tackle at USC. Skoronski's a tackle who some think could play guard. Dan, I saw it last year with the Chargers with a guy like Jamari Sawyer, who was, a sixth round pick, but he had some flexibility and versatility over a 17 game season. Having offensive linemen that can go inside and outside and always allow you to get your five best guys on the field is huge. So as much as I love the talent of Mekhi Becton, he hasn't been reliable and healthy. Yeah. I think to me, that's a good way for them to go.
Where should Bijan Robinson go?
Well, he's my third overall player in a draft with so many exceptions and little guys and inexperienced players. Like, I feel like he comes in clear packaging. You know exactly what you're getting with him. I think he's going to be a great player. He's going to be a top five running back in the league. I always say with running backs, I think it makes more sense if you're a finished product to kind of put that finishing piece in there. And I look at the Philadelphia Eagles and I say, okay, well, what are the premier positions? They've got the quarterback.
Yeah, but you work for the Eagles though, Daniel. And you
know I'm getting there, Dan.
They're not gonna take.
I know, but right? I want it so bad. I want it so bad. And then so I've been telling people, they say, where should he go? I said, well, he should go to Philadelphia. And I list out all this litany of reasons. And I go, but I worked with Howie for 2 years and he's not going to do it. So I'm selfishly hoping, Dan, just for you, because you know this, that I'm hoping that they do shock the world and take him, just so that my one person watching here and Dan Patrick can see my live reaction on the air and just see me turn flush white that he actually did it.
I love Bijan Robinson, and I think that personality is wonderful. The position obviously is flawed financially.
Yeah.
But if I know I can get a difference maker, like, what would stop the Jets from taking Bijan Robinson? He helps you immediately.
Yeah, I think with Breece Hall, what we saw from him last year, I think he can do a lot of those things. You know, I think they're actually pretty similar players. But I would put it this way. This would be my sales pitch in the draft room. So let's go back to 2012. I'll jump into the Philly draft room, and I would make this case. Let's rebrand it. Let's not talk about running backs. Let's look at this as an OW. We're going to call him an offensive weapon. And if you look at the team that is our nemesis or our competition in conference, it is us and the 49ers. They have McCaffrey. They have Debo. We could have our own version of that here with Bijan Robinson. And if Debo Samuel is a major in wide receiver who minors in running back, we're going to have a Bijan Robinson who majors in running back and minors as a wide receiver.
Yeah, I agree. I when we had him on, I said I see you as a Debo Samuel kind of weapon here.
And
that's the way I would use him. He's got wonderful hands, and it just feels like he's got star power.
So I think we could get together on this thing, and we're kind of forming a running back union. We're rebranding. We're calling them offensive weapons. Not everybody's going to fall into that. You're going to still have your 3 yard and a cloud of dust type backs. But for guys like Bijan Robinson, let's put him in a different category.
If Hendon Hooker was 22, Finish that sentence.
I think he'd be a lock as a first round pick. I don't think even, you know, I think he's got a good opportunity to go in the first round as, you know, somebody who's older. But to me, it's not as big of an issue as it used to be, because if you look at the quarterbacks that have flopped recently, as I mentioned with the number of starts, like it's the inexperienced younger guys who are getting thrown out into the field and aren't ready for it. And if you look at the value picks in the draft, look at the starting quarterbacks that were taken outside the first round. When you look at, you know, the Kirk Cousins, the Dak Prescott, we saw it last year with Brock Purdy. Those guys played a ton of ball, a little bit older, arrived a little bit more mature, a little bit more experienced. So I don't think that's frowned upon quite as much as it would have been a few years back.
Wildest rumor you've heard?
Oh, gosh. Last night I heard a rumor that the Titans were going to trade up to 8 to secure Anthony Richardson to try and keep anybody else from moving up to get him. And then Ryan Tannehill was going to get traded to the Arizona Cardinals. So that was a rumor that was floating around last night. I don't know what you do with it.
Whoa. But. Yeah, sometimes you don't want to hear those. When I covered the NBA draft and you would hear these rumors, and then I didn't want to cloud my head with the possibility of something like that. Because just like you said, I don't know what I do with this.
I don't know. Yeah.
But if you,
I mean, that's the beauty of being in this spot, right? Like Ian Rapoport, you know, he's got to vet that type of stuff. I'm like, wow, I've heard a million stories. That's just the latest one that I've heard.
It's been quiet on the Lamar Jackson front. Feels like that's a good thing.
I think that the waters have calmed there. Now, that's kind of the vibe that I get. I think the Odell Beckham move was a little bit of an olive branch to him, saying, okay, hey, we've got a new offensive coordinator. It's going to play a little bit more to you as a passer than maybe the previous offense. That's one olive branch. Now we bring in Odell Beckham. Okay, can't say we're not investing in weapons and receivers. So I don't know if they're able to come together on a long-term deal, but it doesn't feel like there's this collision course that maybe we were headed on a month ago.
And then DeAndre Hopkins, I don't know if he's going to Buffalo, if he's going to go to Baltimore. Any thoughts on, you know, Arizona's ready to unload him, but who's going to take that contract?
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides of that. I think you hit it. I mean, I think Arizona would be happy to move on and continue to kind of take this thing down to the studs. But I don't know who's going to be in on that. Buffalo's a team that you hear rumored. I know there's some talk with Buffalo with wide receivers in this draft, and maybe Diggs can spend some more time in the slot. So, you know, looking at some outside receivers in the draft, and if you're going to move, let Diggs play a little bit in the slot, then having Hopkins on the outside would be a pretty fun combination, provided he's healthy and the player that we remember him being.
Let me go back to the Titans. You mentioned that the wild rumor, maybe they go up and get Anthony Richardson. Have they moved on from Malik Willis?
I don't get that. I don't get that sense that they've completely moved on, but I don't think I don't think the faith and trust has been put in him that, okay, we have our future quarterback going forward. I think there's a balance saying we haven't given up on someone.
But he's a project.
Also, we're looking,
Daniel,
very much so.
You can't go, we saw enough after 1 year. We're moving on from him.
Yeah, I would say they're dating. I would not say they would refer to themselves as in a committed relationship.
Have fun tonight.
I appreciate you, buddy. I've got to make sure you got a new phone number, Dan, because I always appreciate your text during this thing.
You know what, Fritzy, if you have a new phone number contact for Daniel. Now, during the commercial breaks, I'll text you.
Yeah.
Not when you're on the air, because that's unprofessional.
No. Well, I would never check, Darren, while we're on the air. Come on, Dan. You know, you've taught me better than that.
You've been on the set where guys are checking their phones.
I've been on the set when guys are checking their phones as the camera takes a single.
Have fun tonight. I'll try to only annoy you during the commercial breaks.
You're the best, buddy. Thanks, man.
That's Daniel Jeremiah, NFL Network analyst and providing live coverage. Draft tonight, Kansas City, starting at 8 Eastern. Have we looked at the weather? I'm always curious when you have
draft weather report.
Yeah, I think we should probably look at the weather tonight.
Need to get our guy on the horn, or
I don't know if Jim Cantore. You know, I need him.
Okay,
it feels like you just look on your phone.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah. We'll make it easier. Let me take a break here. You have the weather polling?
Oh yeah, but it's teasable.
Okay,
totally teasable.
All right, let me take a break. Oh, Gilbert Arenas, our good buddy, is going to join us next hour.
Let's go.
He was spectacular last time. We'll get the former NBA player who will join us coming up next hour. Take a break, back after this. When it comes to the NFL draft, I start thinking about Panini because they're public auctions on the site. You have the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, the official products from the NFL, and also NBA and UFC and FIFA World Cup, collegiate sports, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. And we invite you to check out their brand new NFT platform at nfl.paniniamerica.net. One-of-a-kind digital cards there. And collectors, you can share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges, and you can earn exclusive award cards and more. Also, the newly released NFL Prism. Also, La Liga packs. They got more of your favorite cards. The Panini brands now is NFTs. And keep an eye out on the Panini NFT platform, unique one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Panini NFT trading cards giving you the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, rare inserts, even one-of-one NFTs from every pack. NFT.PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories. For 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. In case you're curious, Shohei Ohtani pitching against the A's. Over-under for strikeouts, according to DraftKings, 8.5. and plus 400 to hit a home run. Do the Angels and A's play every week, it feels like? By the way, the A's off to a historically bad start as far as scoring runs. And, you know, we pointed this out. They're going to move to Vegas here in a couple of years, building a new stadium there. And but they've had success over the last 11 years. I think they made the postseason six times. But they are historically bad this year. Yeah, Paul.
They've been outscored this season, the Oakland A's. They're 5-20. Yeah. They've been outscored by 112 runs, which is pretty galactic.
That is bad.
That might be an all-time record for this point in the season. The next worst team, no offense, is the Kansas City Royals. They've been outscored by 53 runs this year. Less than half.
A couple of phone calls in here. Chris in Tennessee. Hey, Chris, what's on your mind today? Oh, by the way, before I get to you, Chris, the Kansas City weather for tonight's draft, since it will be outdoors for the fans, Paulie.
Dan, it looks like a lovely day in Kansas City. High of 65, cloudy, which is good so you don't get sunburn out there. Wear sunblock.
Okay.
But tonight, when the first pick goes off in the draft, it's probably going to be about 58 degrees, mostly cloudy, no, almost zero chance of rain.
Okay. All right. Hey, Chris in Tennessee.
Hey, how are you guys?
Great.
Good, good. I was just calling to let you guys know, you know, I'm sure both of your listeners that are regulars would agree. Number one, you all come across as very humble and authentic people who are confident, you know, and non-self-seeking and non-controversial and very gentlemanly. And often those types of people don't win awards and get recognition, but you guys know that you're professional and are good at what you do and probably the best. And the best thing that I can say is when you guys do fold the show, whenever that happens one day, your listeners, your loyal audience will be crushed, and it's going to take them some time to recover and get over it. And that wouldn't happen to too many other people out there.
Well, thank you, Chris. One of the best compliments I get is you sound like a group of guys I'd like to have a beer with. And that's kind of the goal, that you know us and you would be comfortable around us and having fun. But I told the Danettes that I want to do this as long as we're having fun. I don't need to do this, but I love doing it. And as long as we're having fun, it's easy to go to work. So if I decide that I don't want to do it anymore, then your blame should be on the Danettes.
Because we're not having fun.
Because you guys screwed it up. Mm. Right now, I'm having a good time.
Day to day? Yeah, day to day.
No, I'm not day to day. But, you know, aren't we all on the clock when you think about it?
Like life, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're all on the clock.
we're going to go dark? Let's go dark.
No, I'm not going dark. I'm just...
Who dies first?
I'm going... Oh.
Poll question.
Poll question, who dies first?
Man. No, let's not do that.
I don't like my odds on this one, gotta admit. Oh,
Dustin in Alabama.
Dust in the wind.
Hey, Dustin.
We are in dust in the wind. I actually use that line a lot. 5'10", 200, second time calling. So I was also calling to give you some thanks and praise. I don't know if it'll be a bouquet of flowers like the guy from Tennessee, but for a different reason. South Alabama, you know, college football kind of rules down here for our TV viewing. Alabama fans with my two boys and some pro football. But also volunteer coach shoot golf on the weekend, so we tend to watch a lot of golf and do that. But none of us are really basketball fans or players. However, the last 2 years, I've listened to your show for many years. The last 2 years, I've really tuned in a lot to your NBA and college basketball interviews and commentary and stats of the day, obviously. And it's really gotten me into it, and my children as well, a 13 and 10-year-old boy. And to the point now that, like, I mean, every playoff game they want to watch.
Oh, good.
They even helped me do a couple DraftKings lineups. So they've really gotten into it. And I appreciate it. You're, again, the people you have on and the interviews you do and all the commentary is just really excellent. So well, the NBA's got some new viewers because
of you. Thank you, Dustin. And Gilbert Arenas is going to join us coming up next hour. He was great last time. By the way, a lot of reaction from Merrill Hodge yesterday. I worked with Merrill at ESPN, former running back with the Steelers, and he was longtime analyst for the Mothership. He wasn't a hot take guy. He goes into it almost in workmanlike fashion of assessing the draft picks. He doesn't fall in love. He's not a cheerleader. He's not influenced by agents or anybody like that. He just gives you a systematic approach to why he likes somebody and why he doesn't. And the reaction was great because it was something different. Usually you get somebody on or you're watching TV and, you know, they're yelling, they're shouting at you. They might have an agenda. Merrill doesn't have an agenda. I just asked him to come on and had great respect for him when he was at the Mothership because he just did his homework. That's it. And it wasn't he's not a me guy. He's a we guy. He wanted to be professional in assessing these players. And he did that yesterday. Because he said, look, Bryce Young, you got to be prepared to not have him for a couple of games. You know, a matter-of-fact approach of he's going to be injured. He thinks C.J. Stroud is the one quarterback who should be drafted in the first round. And he was one who kind of fought back to Skip Bayless saying, you're crazy to think Johnny Manziel should go in the first round. He shouldn't go in the first three rounds. Final hour on the way. More phone calls. We're back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there. Put on your game face. Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.